You've been leading the Chamber of Commerce for about a dozen years, and I guess I wanted to ask you, how has Illinois' economy changed during that time?
Well, unfortunately, I think the last several years has been very difficult and for Illinois business and for the Illinois economy. We've experienced a lot of headwinds that other states have not. The biggest disappointments for me is that the state of Illinois still has an unemployment rate that exceeds 9%. It's the most recent data had us as the second highest unemployment in the nation. And I think that's extremely troubling because, with the exception of Mayor Rahm Emanuel, I don't hear any other political leaders in our state talking about jobs, trying to recruit jobs, trying to announce new jobs, and showing a sincere concern about employment. I think that the elected officials in the state should be laser focused on job growth and employment needs for Illinois. And I think they ought to be asking themselves every day, is this legislation that I'm trying to push or this legislation I'm trying to defeat, what does this do for job creation in Illinois? Now, it's fundamental because with 700,000 unemployed people in our state, we could deal with a lot of our state fiscal issues if those 700,000 people were working, if they were paying taxes, if they were supporting their communities and their various civic organizations, hospitals, little leagues, whatever the case may be. So I think that's the single most significant issue that troubles me. The second most significant issue.
If I could just ask you about that, I'm curious because you say you don't hear from state leaders. Governor Quinn, of course, is often likes to talk about jobs and spells J-O-B-S. That's one of his favorite little talking points. And he recently spoke about the need to, what he sees as the need to raise the minimum wage in Illinois. I wonder, is that a good idea?
Oh, I'm raising the minimum wage is an anti-job move. It hurts small business, the very people that are trying to create most of the jobs in the country or in the state. It is a huge disincentive. It destabilizes small business leaders who, quite frankly, are uncertain about what they're able to do. They are perhaps the most nervous about the economy. They make moves only when they have confidence in government, and Illinois government has not been making the kinds of moves that gives assurance and confidence for investors and employers.
Well, can you talk a little bit about why you made this decision to retire from the chamber at this point? I know you've sort of flirted or been discussed with runs for political office in the past. Have you given that any consideration for the future?
I did flirt with running for governor 4 years ago, but did not pull the trigger, as they say. I eventually withdrew and did not file petitions or actually become a candidate. I have no intentions or desire of ever again offering myself up as a potential candidate for public office. I care a great deal about the state of Illinois and the public policies of our state. I've been blessed to have a platform and a bully pulpit, if you will, at the Illinois Chamber to talk about fiscal issues and economic issues and employment issues and community issues that are very important to the citizens of Illinois and to the employers. So back to why I'm announcing, why we announced the retirement today. I believe that a job like mine, to a certain extent, is in fact influenced by the political calendar. I think it's the right thing to do to have a new CEO leading the Illinois Chamber when that next governor is sworn into office. So to a great extent, my determination to retire at this time had a lot to do with board turnover at the chamber and the next gubernatorial election.
People generally, I think of the chamber as leaning Republican. Bruce Rauner, of course, is positioning himself as a sort of businessman outsider who can shake up Springfield in the GOP primary. But on the Democratic side, you've got Bill Daley, who's a former banker, a former commerce secretary. Is there any chance that we might see business break for Daley?
You know, I'm encouraged that both of those people are running for office. I think it's very positive that non-political people are stepping up and saying they want to try to lead the state of Illinois to a better future and a better economy. I think it's really early yet. Eventually, the Illinois Chamber will endorse a candidate for governor, but that remains to be seen who exactly will be. My best statement at the moment is I'm really encouraged to have people like Rauner and Daley offer themselves up as potential governors in our state.
And last question, I wonder, given that Illinois is a pretty solidly Democratic state, it seems like business is often on the defensive in Illinois. Do you ever envision a time when you could go on the offensive? Or is it just figuring out how to work within what appears to be a pretty solidly Democratic power structure here?
Well, first of all, I don't think that economic vitality and growth and job creation is necessarily a partisan issue. Democrats should care about it just as much as Republicans do. It shouldn't be a partisan issue. It should be about the future of the state and prosperity in the state. Unfortunately, over the last several years, while the Democrats have been in charge, they have failed to send strong signals to the business community that they actually know how to run the state, that they have fiscal discipline, that they can set goals and achieve them in a positive way. I think that on the fiscal side, they have failed miserably. Now, I do believe that some Democratic leaders, and I'm not troubled really by the governor on this particular point, I do believe that some Democratic leaders have begun to wake up to the reality that our state is at the bottom of multiple lists for having all kinds of bad business problems that need to be addressed. But the Democrat answer seems to be incremental changes, when in fact this patient is in such dire straits that we really need bold action and bold changes, and the Democrats have been reluctant to go that path. So the question gets to be, how much of this are you going to put up with? If you are in charge, and they are, then lead us forward, fix these problems, resolve these issues, and show us that you are truly the leaders of a great state, rather than leaders of a state that is floundering compared to the politics and the economic vitality we see in other states in the country. I don't want to be 48th in the country. I don't want to be 46th in the country. I want to be proud of Illinois being a leader in some categories. Frankly, it doesn't matter what categories they choose. Just choose something that demonstrates Illinois is not for mediocrity. Illinois is for stellar messaging and success, and that we've got a plan. And that's where I think the Democratic Party and the Democratic leaders have been failing us miserably.
Doug Whitley has been the president and CEO of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce for a dozen years. He's announced he'll be stepping down from that position next summer. Thanks again. I appreciate your time.
All right. Call anytime.